good afternoon. It's The Show with Mark Brody. I'm Steve Goldstein. Happy holidays. This afternoon, along with our partners at The World, we're keeping you connected with stories from Phoenix and around the globe.
Today is Christmas, but this has been a time of celebration for thousands of years predating Christianity.
The winter solstice was officially on the 21st. On that day, we have the least amount of daylight all year. To explain the relationship between the heavens and the earth, we turn to University of Arizona astronomer Tom Fleming. Dr. Fleming, I get these confused sometimes. Remind us what the difference is between the solstice and the equinox.
The equinoxes are the two points in the Earth's orbit when direct sunlight is hitting the equator of the sun. So the sun appears to be right above the Earth's equator, and those are the two equinoxes. The solstices are the two points when the Earth's north pole is the most it's tilted away from the sun and the most it's tilted towards the sun. The solstice, the winter solstice for us, the one that happens on December 21st, is the day of the year where the sun spends the least amount of time above the horizon.
Take us back in time. How has knowledge of the skies historically played a part in the way people lived and ordered their lives?
Well, when you think of ancient cultures, and it isn't just the ancient European cultures, those that were here in the Americas or in Africa or in the Polynesian islands, they didn't have television, the internet. So what did you do to keep yourself amused or interested when you weren't trying to survive? And that is, you looked up at the night sky. And so they were very, very aware of the objects that appeared in the night sky, be they stars or planets or the moon or the sun. Now, for many cultures that were agrarian, it was very, very important to look at the sky because they had to live their lives at the whims of the weather. So it was the sky that gave early cultures, first of all, their first calendars. That's why we have days and years, because they would notice that the sun would appear in the east and then appear in the east again.
Mm-hmm.
And that period, in our language, is called the day. Also, they noticed that compared to the background stars, the sun appeared to move through those stars. We, in the Western world, we refer to them as the zodiac constellations. And so that's where the concept of the year came about. And, of course, the year coincided with four distinct seasons.
And so what about this season? Why was the winter solstice so significant?
The solstice was the marking, the winter solstice, that denoted the beginning of the season of winter. Now, the reason that was so important to them is because, and you have to realize for many of these cultures, what they saw in the nighttime and the daytime sky not only connected with their folklore, they made up stories about it, it also connected with their religions. And many ancient cultures saw the objects in the sky, like the sun and the moon, as gods. And that it, or that the objects in the sky, the wandering planets, the sun, the moon, and the stars, affected their daily lives. This is also where astrology began. So it was noticeable throughout the autumn that each day the daylight hours were decreasing and getting shorter and shorter, and the nights were getting longer and longer. Well, the 21st of December is basically when that trend stopped, because the next day, the 22nd, and the next day, the 23rd, they would start to notice the sun would start rising further north on the eastern horizon and setting further north on the western horizon. And it took a few days to realize that all of a sudden the daylight hours were extending. The days were getting longer and the nights were getting shorter. So that meant, well, a rebirth, that once again it's going to get warm and in a few months it'll be time for planting again. And the sun is coming back. And if you viewed the sun as your God, well, your God is coming back home to you, because now it's getting closer and closer to you after moving away from you for the last 6 months.
Tom Fleming is an astronomer at the University of Arizona.